Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict today met with priests and officials of the Diocese of Rome to announce he has accepted the resignation of his cardinal vicar, Cardinal Camillo Ruini. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
For 17 years, Camillo Ruini has served as the cardinal vicar of the Diocese of Rome. On Friday, Pope Benedict accepted his resignation, ending an era for the Italian Church. Cardinal Ruini had also served as president of the Italian Bishops' Conference until last year.
Lo rivolgo in primo luogo e specialmente a lei, caro cardinale Camillo Ruini, che oggi voglio pubblicamente ringraziare. Al termine del suo lungo servizio, quale vicario generale per la diocesi di Roma.
During a meeting on Friday with clerics and officials from the diocese, the Holy Father thanked Cardinal Ruini for his years of dedicated pastoral service, highlighting his missionary zeal as well as his profound theological and philosophical abilities. Pope Benedict in particular praised one of the Cardinal's many pastoral initiatives, his so-called cultural project. The Holy Father said the project still stands as an example of how the Christian community is called to live Christ's mission in contemporary society, through dialogue and example, by thinking the faith and applying it to daily life and action, letting Christ's gospel guide our relations with others. Pope Benedict named Cardinal Agostino Vallini, former prefect of the Supreme Tribunal of the Apostolic Signatura, as Ruini's successor to the post of Vicar of Rome. He also announced that Archbishop Raymond Burke of St. Louis in the United States will succeed Cardinal Vallini at that tribunal. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.